Well, we should be hitting the county line and picking up the sheriff's escort and the Jacob Eddy bus right around noon. From there, we're going to get escorted over to Flanagan's.
Okay.
Good old Flanagan's. Donnie's been a great supporter of ours. He has a donation to make. We're going to stop there. Get a little refreshment and thank Donnie for all that he's done. And then down the road to the VA, a BVA chapter on the highway right across from the police post. And they're going to provide a nice lunch for us. We'll be able to talk. And anybody who wants to stop in, find out exactly what Forgotten Eagles is all about, we'll be there probably about 12:30, 1 o'clock.
And what we're talking about is the Ride Around Michigan, which is an awareness campaign, also a, I guess, sort of a fundraising campaign as well for the Forgotten Eagles. And for those, Mike, that have not heard of it yet, what exactly are or is the group the Forgotten Eagles?
We are a veteran service organization. We are a nonprofit. And our main concern, like you say, is to raise awareness for military-related issues, the POW-MIA issue, which, by the way, we were really glad that they found Michael Spiker's remains. And this ride's going to be dedicated to him, to his family. We also raise awareness for the plight of the veterans. We are still involved in a two-front war. We're sending people overseas, and they're coming home, and we just feel that anything we can do to help them or their families, especially in these hard economic times, is going to be, they deserve it, and we want to help.
You guys started off really as a bunch of Vietnam vets, correct?
Oh, there was a small group of us, four or five of us, in the back room of a bar who didn't like the way Vietnam veterans were treated when they come home, and we had two things in common. We rode motorcycles, and we were combat veterans, so we said, well, we're going to do something to help out future veterans and to help out our own brothers that came back and didn't get the treatment we thought they should have. So after a few drinks, and we decided we'd reform this organization, and it would remain locally. We'd do this just for the state of Michigan. All the money we raise for veterans stays in the state of Michigan, goes to Michigan veterans. We didn't want to become part of a national organization because there you got filtered down bureaucracy and all that nonsense. So not one of us gets paid. We're all volunteers on this ride around Michigan. We put our own money into the gas tanks. We put our own money into the food. And anything we raise along the way, 100% goes right back to the veterans in this state and their families.
Little did you know that you would grow into as many chapters as you have. You have truly become a statewide group.
The response to our organization, the way we started, we never expected this, but we've grown to five chapters throughout the state. Chapter one was right up here, and then we now have chapter two up here, and there are four more chapters downstate.
It's interesting as this all has come together, and over the years that we've talked to you, really the key is this year in particular, it's harder economic times. Trying to raise money for everybody is difficult, but really I know the thing that you want folks to know is that especially in this time of war that we're still in, the veterans do not deserve to be forgotten.
No, they don't. As much as it's the same and we're still involved in a war, it's different than the Vietnam era. These veterans today, these guys that we're sending overseas today, are all volunteers. They're doing this because they want to, because they feel that they have to. And you can't praise them enough for that. They're taking the most important years of their lives to protect our freedoms. And we owe them. And like you say, with economic times being what they are, there's budget cuts in the state. There's budget cuts at the federal level. And these guys are not going to come back to what they thought they were leaving. So we're there to help them out.
Ride Around Michigan is, well, it starts today. Actually, the guys started where this morning?
They started at Sault Ste. Marie, and they're on the road right now. We're heading this way.